Deerfield Parks and Recreation Department meeting. We'll call it to order, please.
Roll call.
Yeah, roll call, please.
Yes. Lane.
Here.
Forrestall.
Hi.
Wilberg.
Here.
Ayala.
Here.
Diedrich.
Here.
Demanovic.
Here.
And Hyatt.
Here.
Thank you.
We should have an introduction of our guests. Now, Shane's not here, correct?
Obviously. She's running a few minutes late.
Oh, she'll be coming, okay. Yep. Oh, so we've got, obviously, Tim Evans, Director of Parks and Rec, Scott Sleaser, Superintendent of Recreation. Shane will be here pretty soon. And we've got Ken Cook. Ken Cook here as our city liaison. Nobody here for public comments, so no presentations. You don't have presentations? I thought you were going to have a presentation. No. You were later on the Boy Scout thing, right? Did you hear that?
What's that?
Since you were an Eagle Scout.
You want me to present something?
No. Oh.
Okay. I have my Eagle Scout shirt on. Would you like to see it?
No. God, no.
I'm going to take this off.
Anyway. Okay. Let's see, approval of the minutes. Did anybody read the minutes at all?
No.
I did. So I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from September.
Second.
I'll second that.
Okay. Do I abstain?
Motion.
Because I wasn't here, do I abstain?
Well, you abstain. Okay.
Would you like a roll call?
You want to have a roll call on that? Sure. Yes.
Forrestall?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Demanovic?
Abstain, wasn't here.
Okay. Hyatt?
Yes.
And Lane?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, is the bills reviewed? Did everybody get the bills reviewed? The bills that are up here? Let me take a look. I didn't see them yet, so.
I can highlight a couple.
You want to, yeah, exactly. So. You know, last time we had it, we asked for some.
I'm going to do a verbal presentation.
Okay.
So I'm going to work on it. But, like, really most of it right now is because we're a little bit behind when we get the bills. So a lot of this is going to be athletics. You'll see one here for Hometown Days. This is our carnival check. So just kind of as a reminder, a carnival is, there's no real cost to that. We get a certain percentage on depending on how much we bring in. It goes up the money we bring in. So we did like, I think over 90,000 this year. So they get a 62,000 of that. We get the $28,000. But the nice thing about the carnival is if it gets completely winged out, we don't lose anything. We just don't get that money. Most of it, you're going to see a lot of things in here. All starts with instructions, paying umpires, referees. We'll start to see a few other things in here for mobile emails. All staff, for the most part, is required to have emails on their phone. So they get $45 for being available basically 24/7. Stuff like that. You'll see some things for related to Scott as we were installing the Countryside Playground, of which Scott can give an update a little bit later, but we're pretty far along with that project right now. And then a lot of things will be related to background checks, athletics, things of that nature, big athletics with soccer, baseball in the fall and stuff like that. Preschool charges will be on here with a preschool program back up and running in the fall, things of that nature. So that's most of what your bills are going to see on there that are highlighted in yellow. Any kind of questions?
So no really large purchases or no?
We have a lot of purchases related to Hometown Days. All the bands were paid.
Right.
The carnival was paid. We paid for the Countryside Playground. We paid for the shelter, which that probably hasn't come through yet, so we just got the shelter. Right. But there'll be a lot of purchases related to capital for installing the Countryside Playground. So most of our purchases, except for Hometown Days when you're doing a special event, a big project like that, or for instance, athletics, if you make a big uniform purchase, most of them are going to be pretty small. Yeah.
So again, maybe I missed it. What did we make on the Hometown Days this year? Is there any bottom line on it compared?
Yeah, I can show you that right now.
To other, you know, it seemed like it was a great weather. It was a great time. A lot of people there. Although,
so we go over our October. This is our most recent budget report.
Okay.
So basically, for Hometown Days, we brought in $167,648. Last year, we did $165,729. Our expenses were actually a little lower this year. So We spent $147,860. We actually spent $151,000. So we had about a $20,000 profit this year. Overall, hometown days went very, very well. Sunday night, I think anyone that was there, I had to be by far the biggest night.
Fabulous.
Many people that we've seen. Throughout the day, I think we've done a good job of changing more family orientated, where we have a lot of meet and greets with characters and things during the day, stuff like that, where we're trying to draw families, carnivals. When we really took over Hometown Days 20 years ago, Scott and I, it was alcohol sales, family stuff. It's completely flipped, where the carnival and family sales have risen and alcohol sales have kind of gone down a little bit.
And you did say, now, how was the carnival? Somebody said it wasn't as good this year. I mean, it's good monetarily as it was last year. Is that true or not?
It was our...
Was it really?
Yeah, it was... The last couple of years have been our biggest ever.
Okay.
Well, we used to do 25, 30,000. We're doing 75, 85, $90,000 now.
Are you going to discuss the situation that we have contracts with them for the next couple of years then, too?
So we just, at the last park board meeting, we signed a contract with them for like 3 years.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, Scott would vouch for it. Right. They're an outstanding carnival. We would be crazy to...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They're super clean. They work really well. They come prepare. Their equipment's in fantastic shape.
Right.
I think that's played a big role in why we've seen carnival sales go up. But some of the other budget stuff we can kind of go over. So your special events in general is almost all special events minus Hometown Days. Hometown Days has special online items. So this is your Summer Bash, River Fest, Cruise Nights, anything that we do that would be considered a special event, that'll be in that line item here. We're running pretty similar to last year, and that's with, if you were out Friday night, we got completely wiped out of River Fest, which would have been a huge night. That was Whiskey Romance was getting ready to go on stage, and we got just wiped out.
Yep, right.
But overall, we're running very well. Child development, you know, through September, we're up $14,000 in revenue. So that's through most of that is we saw a huge increase in summer camps this year. So we're seeing good stuff there. Athletics continues to be a huge driving force. We're up $25,000, $24,000 compared to last year through October. So we're definitely seeing as the community grows, our numbers are growing in baseball, softball, soccer, adult softball, things of that nature. Concession revenues, that's we had a massive jump. I mean, we did 38,000 through October last year. We did 55 this year. So that's just related to athletics is growing. More people are out the field. We actually had amazing weather this year. We had very few rainouts, things of that nature. That really helps. So that plays a role in that. Rental income. This is really relates to, where's the towers at? Wheatwoods.
Yeah, up there in Boom Bubble.
Yeah, so we have a cell tower that they rent space from us. So this is going to stay pretty much similar the whole year. Your park rentals, that's actually, we're starting to see a dramatic jump. That's just community growing. As this is people calling up, I want to rent Town Square for a wedding. I want to rent Riverfront Park. I want to rent for a birthday party, things like that. So, I mean, we did 8,000 through October last year. We did 14. That's a massive jump. Really, I mean, the revenue is nice. It's more, it's just a lot of work. So Steve's got to go. He's got to follow with the people. What are you doing? He's got to contact Scott. So Scott's staff knows, hey, there's a party coming this day. They have to go out, clean the park. We have to go back the next day, make sure trash cans are empty, things of that nature, make sure they didn't destroy stuff. We did have also this year two craft fairs that weren't with junior women's. So we always do the fall or the spring and May with Junior Women's at Town Square. We do what we're doing at Hometown Days. So this year, an offshoot of Junior Women's. They're affiliated with them, but not. They did one craft fair in October with us this year. So that kind of played a little bit of a
role. Tim, does that line item include the rental on the buildings at Riverfront? The ice cream shop and Ginger and Soul?
That's going to go into rental income.
Yeah, okay.
So, yes, good question. But that's the income from that we'll discuss later, codes into rental.
So, you're saying it's a lot of work for you when you have a wedding or something like that. The amount of work that you provide, I mean, balances the, or you are losing money or on the rental of the...
Well, I don't know if you're really losing money. I mean, the parks are here for the residents. They're here for the community. So it's just time in the sense of Steve could be doing something else, has to guide someone through that process, make sure they fill out the paperwork right, make sure he's getting the right information, what are they doing, and then just relating to Scott. And Scott's got to have his staff, okay, let's go make sure the park looks clean, it's in good shape.
Yeah, we don't really do anything out of the ordinary. What we do is we just... the day of, we have someone check, check the park.
No, I just want to make sure that, you know, I mean, I know it's for the community and everything, but at the same time, you kind of need to balance what you rent.
Absolutely.
With some of your
There's no doubt. And this is part of a discussion. As we show these numbers, this is where, when we're going through the budget process and we're talking with the mayor and the council of saying, hey, here's what things are coming up, we need to start looking at how are we staffing this? Are we making sure that we're meeting the demand accordingly? And they're making decisions saying, hey, we want to make sure this is what residents want. We want to keep this going. We want to make sure that we're doing this correctly. So that's coming. Another thing that you're going to see a dramatic jump is in sponsorship and donations. Mm-hmm. So that's where we have the shared marketing person with the library. So not only are we seeing, you know, a better product that's going out to the public with our water bill flyers on Facebook, things of that nature, you're now starting to see the revenue come in. So like last year we brought in 2,600, we're at 12,000. So she's already increased by $10,000. That's just with us. She's doing the same thing with the library as well. So you're seeing some of that. You get into expenses, a lot of this is going to be staff, that's your biggest driver, and those are things that we have very little control over, where we just kind of want to monitor things as contractual services, supplies, things of that nature. We try to look at year to year. That's just as your revenue goes up, your expenses are going to go up. So you're going to see in supplies here, we did 172, we're at 218. That's just because, you know, hometown days, all these other things went up. So you're going to see those out. So the bottom line we really want to follow is from year to year is, you know, last year we were at 192 surplus, this year at 193. That means we're tracking the same way. We actually had a huge surplus last year. I think we did about a $220,000 surplus that we had at the end of the year. So that means we're tracking on that same direction. Good. And that's really the most important thing we want to follow as I'm doing reports to our finance directors, how are things going, just to make sure that we're meeting our, the budget that we have approved. So any questions in general?
I just have a separate question.
Go ahead.
As going through the budget, you in the vehicle and equipment revenue, you have a line item that is fines and forfeits.
What is that?
Fines.
Fines and forfeits is.
Yeah, in the vehicle and equipment revenue. So that's October. I'm looking at the October 31st. Whatever.
Is that police or parks?
That's what I was wondering. That's police.
Oh, it could be. Yes. He's probably looking at is there a capital thing in here?
It's just for my own education, so I don't ask you again.
Yeah, it's in capital. So they have a whole yes. So capital, the first couple pages have nothing to do with us, so I can go over capital real quick. So what you're looking at has to do with police and their capital line items. So if you slide down on that to, we want to look at recreation capital. This would be right here. It's 166. If you want to go down to,
are the pages numbered?
I don't know if they're numbered. So this is police.
This and is this DUI. Is revenue that they.
That's yeah, and I don't know anything how their ones work at all.
So that's revenue.
I can't explain theirs. So. We're Parks and Recreation Capital.
Okay.
And I can go over that.
Okay.
So we do have a separate. So 79 is our operational, so that's how we run day to day. Our capital is
2,500.
Yeah, which is 25. Police has their own capital, Public Works has their own capital, we have our own capital. This is funds that the city basically is given into this account, and this is to buy trucks, mowers. Mostly do playgrounds, anything that's equipment related. So you'll see park improvements. And this is kind of a moving target because they'll give us a certain amount of funds, but like if we order a playground and we don't get it, it could get shifted into next year. If we can't get a playground done in time, it gets all moved around on a regular basis.
That doesn't happen.
What's that? Well, but we budget it.
For the record, that doesn't happen.
So, or we don't get a vehicle ordered in time.
That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. We have basically submitted to the city like a 5-year playground
equipment plan, and they kind of go off of that every year, saying budget's looking good, we're going to fund this. That's decisions the council makes, is how much do we want to fund these things and things of that nature. Fortunately, the last few years, they've been all saying we're going to fund this at the max, if not beyond the maxes. We know we got behind on trucks, let's get up to date. We know we got behind the playgrounds, let's get caught up.
Right, and everything is just taking so much longer to order now, whereas you used to be able to get a playground within 6-8 weeks, now it's taking 8 months. Same with trucks, unless you could find them on the lot done.
Right.
You know, our last run of three trucks that we got, I think, took us almost a year.
Yeah.
So that has to carry over year to year, and it can be a little bit convoluted. But Tim and I meet often on those numbers and go through them to make sure we're being accurate.
So when you're talking about fines, fees, that's a whole different department.
I don't know
how they process that. So we don't really fine or do fees in our department.
Just so that somebody looks at
something to think about, I guess.
So that kind of gives you an overview on the budget stuff. Any other questions?
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this because I think it's
we can do it
more. I think so. I think we should continue this every yep. meeting because it does kind of explain more to us than looking at a bunch of numbers on a page and we don't
yep.
quite make sense.
We're constantly
of it,
staff.
Right. Right.
Like basketball registration just got done on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, one of the first questions I'm like, Jake, where's this compared to last year? Like, how many more did we get? Did we get any less? How is the numbers? We're constantly looking at these numbers, making sure that we're making budget. I constantly send Shay and Scott every couple of weeks a budget update saying, here's where we're at, here's where I need you to keep an eye on things. Where are we going? And they can come to me and say, hey, I need more part-time staff money, and then we kind of have to shift things around as we need to make it work.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any other questions for Tim? Okay, well, should we move on to new business then? Do you have anything else to say, Tim, or no?
Nope.
Okay, let's move on to new business. We'll talk about, first of all, the sports uniform contract, right?
Yeah, so 3 years ago, this is when the city had a purchasing manager. We did an RFP. Before that, we were just kind of purchasing stuff, just kind of winging it, basically. And as we took on the baseball softball program from YYBSA, we realized we need to get are we getting comparable prices? Are we getting good prices? And we did an RFP. We worked with BSN Sports. They have a local office here in town. They've been outstanding to work with. That contract kind of ended. So we really wanted to continue this relationship with them. It's gone very well. Prices are very comparable. And the fact that they have a local office, it really makes things a lot better. If there's any problems, any issues, if we need to make last second orders, they can really address it right away. Instead of, sure, you can go out on the internet, you can probably find something a little cheaper, you might not get in time, things of that nature. And the fact that they're somewhat of a local business, you know, we're in favor, definitely support local businesses here. So we're just looking to move forward and approve a contract for next year. This will be a recommendation to the board. We will still have to take this to city council because we do spend more than $25,000. So anything over that limit, the council has to sign off on. But we're looking for an approval just to move this forward to the council at their next meeting.
I mean, the quality's good, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they deliver or do you pick them up since they're here?
They deliver stuff.
Deliver, okay.
Yes. But if Jake has an issue, there's a guy here and he has a Yorkville office, he can get right with him right
away.
Okay. We've used them for probably 15 years.
Yeah.
It used to be Hayden's. Montgomery,
mm-hmm.
and then they bought Hayden's out.
Okay.
And then that's when they moved to their building that's right across from the county building. It's kind of hidden behind where Patelli's used to be.
It's like by those restaurants and stuff back in
there. Well, yes, he used them 15 years.
And then the fee, this is all paid for when people register, so this is all kind of, it's their fee that covers all this.
Do we have to vote on this or anything? Or?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the proposal for the BSN so it can go to City Council.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Yes. Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Next will be the baseball, softball fields update.
Yeah, so just to kind of give a quick overview, so obviously 20 years ago, YYBSA was really the only baseball softball thing in town, travel and or in-house. Over the last year or so, other organizations would come to us looking to use our fields. We would give them a field usage agreement. Obviously, the last 3-4 years ago, YWSA, we did a transition agreement with them where the city would take over the in-house recreation portion of baseball, softball. YWSA would continue to do their travel league, as well as they would be guaranteed certain fields no matter what, as long as we were doing that portion of the program. They have a locked-in contract to do their fees, and they're considered an official partner of the Parks and Rec Department. One of the things that we're just seeing now as our community grows, as our in-house recreation program grows, we're basically going to start running out of field space. And we get organizations still contacting me from other towns. I want an agreement, and I'll be like, I'm sorry, can't have it. It turns into, who are you? Why do you get to make this decision type thing? And I'm like, well, we're not going to have space for our fields, for our kids, for our program, our residents.
Absolutely.
So basically what I want to do is at least kind of have the board say, hey, we're not going to give any out new agreements. I know YWBSA has a separate thing that's locked in, but we have field usage agreements with like the Fury, the Reds, the Rebels. We'll continue to work with them, as eventually if they ever just don't exist anymore, we're going to start using those fields more. But what I really don't want to do is, and really for the residents of Yorkville, we really can't do is have another organization reach out saying, I want a field usage agreement. We really can't give those to anymore. Our programs are just growing at such a great rate. We need those field space. So I kind of just want the board to be able to kind of support that decision. So when people do contact us, myself, Jake, Scott even, we can say, hey, the board just said we're not doing any more agreements with
them. So I don't understand. So in other words, I'm starting a team, and I just go to you and I say, I want to do one of your fields?
Pretty much.
What the hell? How can you be so bold to do that? So why don't I just go to
you haven't never dealt with travel baseball.
Trust me.
No, but I'm just saying. It's like me going to say, I want to go to Plano and give me some fields.
Anyway. But what happens is, like, Dan, and this is how they all happen, and Rusty being in the field, is they splinter. So you'll have the Fury, the Reds, they're all getting along. Eventually they don't get along.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So someone from the Reds, Fury, Rebels, why would say, splinters off.
Yeah.
Well, they need some backing, so they'll go to an organization, an Aurora or Oswego or something. They'll get backing. They'll come and say, well, I'm all Yorkville kids. Even though you're affiliated with an organization, all your insurance, everything, well, yeah, but we're up. And I go, I understand that. I just don't have space for you.
Exactly.
I can't give you anything. So then they're kind of getting upset, and it's really kind of like, well, you do have other options here already for travel teams.
Sure, why did you start?
We just don't want to bring in another organization.
Sure.
Because... Even as they go away, if Fury, Reds, Rebels would just move on, we need those fields.
Sure.
We need to start taking
for
them back.
For our own homes.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
So it's not really outside. It's Dan Lane has his grandkid and his friends all in town. Now he wants a field. I'm a Yorkville resident.
Yeah,
we understand that. It's just like we already have 3-4 travels.
Yeah.
We just can't bring in another organization.
Right. Makes sense.
And some of those organizations are not. See, we're not for profit. They are for profit. They have a big dome in Aurora, in Montgomery, and they're making money hand over fist, charging people $3,000 a kid.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes it is about money too, where you want to start a team because you can make money.
Oh yeah, I know. I know.
They won't claim that, but that's accurate.
Huge, sure.
So we should start a club.
Well, our in-house program,
it makes money. That's how we pay for one of the
leagues. A significant amount of money.
I mean, that's, we took it over, it pays for one of Scott's employees because they have no pressure
kids.
Fields.
So it's about $150,000.
Right on.
So.
Thank you.
All right.
There
you go.
Merry Christmas.
No doubt about it. But I think it was just staff wanted to, and myself, just be able to say, hey, we present to the board weighed in on this, said yes, and that way we could be like, yes, the board has said no, we're not giving out more agreements.
Wouldn't anybody like to make a motion on that? Right?
Question.
Oh.
We're talking locking it in for years long period or strictly for 24?
We can always bring it back year after year.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate, as we grow, we're not going to be able to bring in any
I get
travel
it.
Teams.
I mean, I favor that approach in doing it year by year.
Yes,
like
we can always bring it back.
Yeah. Okay.
But what happens is travel teams, they're forming their teams now
for
next
sure.
year. So they're looking for field space right now. We really don't even know how many kids we have. We don't even start registration until January. So even that alone.
We start in August.
Tryouts are in July.
Yeah.
But even you'll even get some of the organizations that we work with now will actually want more field space because they'll grow, and we can't always offer that because we're growing as well.
Sure.
So they may be like, well, we have 3 more teams than we had last year. We need more time on fields. And we can't do that because we're not going to have enough space for in-house, which is really recreation. That is encompassing everybody.
Yeah.
When you get into travel, it's more elite.
That's right.
Recreation
that's
is about
yeah.
providing for
baseline.
Everyone.
Baseline, yeah.
Yeah. I imagine the groups call year-round instead of just seasonally.
They do. Yes. We also have, you know, high schools here in town that don't have a field. Yeah. We definitely work with them. We accommodate them.
Sure. And that's a good point, too. I mean, you know, we have the travel, we have the rec. What about the one-off user, you know, or a family, I don't know, softball game? I mean, can they just come in and use
the field? Yeah, I mean, if someone calls us up and say, hey, we want to do a birthday party, and we'd like to use, like, Bridge.
Okay.
You know, we'll sit down with Jay, kind of keeps track of our scheduling, and says, okay, here's when we don't have fields. Okay. A lot of times, you know, Sundays are pretty wide open here.
Okay.
For all of us, so we encourage a lot of Sundays.
Okay.
I mean, if someone calls and says, hey, on May 15th, on a Wednesday or a Saturday in May, and I'd like to do it on a Saturday, you're probably not going to get field. It's just at 10 or 11 in the morning. Yeah, you're probably not going to get field. They're just completely booked. Things of that nature. But we like, there's a special needs school south of town. Mm-hmm. They use Van Evan Park all the time. During the day, they walk down there and use that park for their baseball, softball, what they do. Both the private high schools in town, we always work with their softball, baseball schedules throughout the year. Things of that nature. If the high school gets in a situation, we try to accommodate them. This is more just travel that we're looking at and saying, hey, we just really can't accommodate you.
Thank you.
Speaking of the high school, their baseball field or softball field, are ripped up. What's the part right now?
They've reached out to us saying, hey.
It's just like a flat. They took out of everything.
No, they've reached out saying, hey, if we're not done, we're going to try to make it work.
It looks like we're living right now. he started really late.
For the high school, Bridge isn't deep enough, is it?
No, it's not.
They're going to want to use Beecher 5.
Like it's not. And Beecher 5 is really not big enough either.
But that's where they're going. They're going to want to go to Beecher because that used to be their field.
Well, they can use the old varsity field. It's still there.
Correct. Potentially.
For baseball. The softball. They have to go some miles for Beecher. Because those fences are 2x15, which is fine for high school.
So then you just need a motion.
Please.
Who would like to make a motion?
Well, I'm on a roll, I might as well. I'd like to make a motion to not accept any more travel openings for the fields for 2024.
Yes,
2024. Yep. Second here. Okay. Roll call, please.
Yes. Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Wilberg?
Yes.
Okay, next person can do it next.
Okay, the next one I think is interesting. The Riverfront license renewal. We've had discussions of that over the years, pros and cons. Let's
see what you think about it. So basically came back. I worked with the city's economic development director on this. I met with the businesses just to discuss what would be a fair kind of market value. This is a unique situation, the fact that we're licensing it out. They're older buildings in the downtown area. So one of the things that the economic development director came and encouraged us is to do a 5% increase right out of the gate, and then it would be 5% every single year after that. They both were in favor of that. I think we as staff, the economic development director, is in favor of that as well, is to have that kind of in place where we're doing a 5% increase. Right here, right now, is when they start on January 1st, and then you can kind of see every single year where things go up after that.
Yeah. Which is great. Wayfair and Cheap.
Yeah,
Who's your fashion designer? I'm huge.
I know. Nothing but the best.
You know, I think that's really reasonable, don't you think? I mean, they've been doing some pretty good business down there. It's only yearly, it's only a summertime.
Yeah, these are
summertime.
Really great tenants. They pay on time.
Right.
They really don't cause us any problems, any issues. I think, obviously, the ice cream place has a massive following.
Yep.
And you know, I'm definitely in support of supporting them. They've invested in the building.
Yes.
They've invested in their business. I think they drive people in the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm definitely in favor of this.
And they're not bringing any crazy shows to play.
I like the idea of using Lynn's expertise to help us determine what that value is over time. I think that's a great idea.
And I think is if you're going, even once we get past 4 years, if you continue this process,
sure.
The rent's going to keep going up,
sure.
going up.
Everything else in the agreement stays the same?
Yes.
Don't take my question the wrong way. Is there anything that the city or Parks and Rec would like them to do or not do that they're currently doing or not doing? Is there anything else we'd like to encourage them to think about or change? I can't come up with anything. I mean,
I'd like to say to do their garbage.
That's what I was going to say, too. And wipe off the tables.
Because it is a problem for us around the shelter where we're doing trash 3 days a week down there, sometimes four.
Yeah.
And it just from doing it, it is being generated from the ice cream shop.
So you'd like them to send out some people on a special?
Yes, that would be great if they could assist in changing some of those garbage cans.
Right.
Maybe at least once daily.
Yeah, because we've had them overflowing before, and then we get a call like, oh, it's overflowing, and it's like, we were literally just there yesterday.
Yeah.
And we have.
I didn't
it's
think,
not from a
honest to God,
let me tell you.
I didn't think our guys were doing it.
I was in this, I thought they would, it's their, McDonald's.
Well, keep in mind, she has a can in front of the ice cream shop.
Right,
yeah. She changes.
Yes, yes.
But then there's one, like,
it's somebody buys ice cream, goes to the park.
30 feet away
in
the middle of the parking lot, and then all the cans are on the parking lot.
That's correct, yeah.
We do all that.
So. Yes.
So how do we say that? How do we say
that? I think we could even list and say these cans, this, you know, we could even do different cans down there. So they're just
garbage cans 1 through 4, please empty
once
a day.
That would be a huge help for us because it is just constantly a fight down there. And if we... You know, if our garbage guy calls in sick, I'm pulling one of my guys off of a mower
to
go run that route. I mean, we have 150 garbage cans throughout our parks. I mean, it takes a guy 8 hours a day to go through them all.
Yeah.
And he's literally driving to each can.
Yeah.
Do we have time to add that type of thing, that kind of language, or is this just...
And that's just my perspective.
Well, you can add an addendum, yeah. Just saying, like, you know...
That's just my perspective, but I don't disagree. And to your point, even the tables under the big shelter, continually have ice cream like still on them.
Sure.
And I'll be honest with you, we're really not prepared. We can be, but we're really not prepared to have our guys go out there and clean those off.
Correct.
But there's, I mean, you can easily say like, you know, you help assist taking care of the garbage cans that only need some of the bees and all the fun stuff, so people will stay more, and then she's going to get more people.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it would even be a win if we could say, hey, you know, if you just pick up the loose trash in that area, because a lot of times you get the cups on the ground, the fork, or the spoon, and maybe hit those tables and not worry about changing the bags, that, you know, we can continue to do that, but maybe hit loose trash in that area around the shelter east.
Right.
And then wipe the tables down, or...
Do we have the ability to do a power wash occasionally? Because that stuff does get kind of funky, and then there's bugs, and then there's bees.
We do. It's a manpower thing. I mean, because you've got to come down there with a tank. And so, yeah, it's more involved than you think to go down there and clean a half a dozen tables.
You just don't want to take the river water, you're saying.
You still got to get a pump.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get a pump to pump it out of the river, or you have to hook up, you know, 200 feet of hose to get the pressure washer. So it still would take an hour or two just to send a guy down there to do that.
Yeah.
When he needs to be cutting grass or dragging ball fields or, you know, it's a manpower.
You can get a green bottle
too,
and just spray it and then walk
just
away.
Just a thought. It definitely would, and I think it would serve her purpose as well, quite honestly.
I think if it's possible to add an addendum with the correct verbiage,
you guys can add whatever.
Make a motion.
You would like, if you want that included. Now, you're just making a recommendation, just so you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
I go back, I'll bring it up to her. This still would go to the council. Mm-hmm. You know, the council could say yes or no to something that.
They have a dumpster.
They
have a dumpster right
there. They have a dumpster right there, too. They could do this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so much as worried about the trash. I mean, I am, don't get me wrong. But that's also a big ask because they are... 32-gallon can.
Sorry.
They're a big bag.
I think the issue is going to be is how are we enforcing this?
Right. Well, how do you
to
say
be honest?
How do you say
it? We can put it in there. I mean, it's...
And it's not like we wouldn't be checking those cans when we go down to do garbage anyway.
Sure.
We still would. But it would just, it would be helpful, and I think just a loose trash, and a lot of it is the ice cream stuff.
Yeah, the other part would be, well, there's two tenants here, but they were in the, you may have more afterwards, and so why me? There's
I mean, I think they, but they don't generate to-go stuff.
No, I
typically
I agree,
Ginger and Soul's will sit down and eat. And Ginger and Soul actually does have a little eating area to the back of their property that they maintain.
On the riverside.
Now they kind of chain it off, you know, that type of thing. But they keep that up. We've never touched that area. So they kind of do that. But most of their stuff is like
eat-in.
Yeah, most of it's eat-in or. They're not going to go and sit in the park and necessarily eat.
So, I mean, a typical McDonald's would have a bunch of people doing this on a regular basis. I mean, it'd just be part of their procedure, you know.
Right.
Do we have a lot of complaints?
I think she does do the, you know, she does do the front of her building.
I was going to say, how far does that go? How far does that outside cleanup go?
20 feet.
Yeah,
20
so
feet
after that,
feet.
It's not my property anymore. So it's like, I don't have to do it. But to be a good neighbor, maybe she should, you know, put a little pressure to it. To
it could definitely be helpful for us. Because
well, that's
especially on weekends because, you know, if we go Friday, we check trash Friday morning, and the first place we go is the front park every day. That's our first stop. And then, so it goes Friday morning till Monday morning, depending, you know, sometimes we have guys in on weekends.
So why don't we raise for rent even more then? Because why are we using your guys to clean up for garbage?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to suggest.
I mean, because her rent is
it's not 100% her garbage, though, either.
I know,
other people do come down there for lunch.
Right.
McDonald's.
So does SOBs throw their beer bottles?
Well, you guys go down there and have coffee in the morning, don't you, Dan?
Not in the morning. We go for lunch. We go for lunch.
So other, it's not 100% her trash. I'm just stating that, you know, I don't want it to go too far, but it would just be, it would be helpful. Because
how are we going to monitor her, though, because
that's
there's no way. She's like, oh, I've been doing it.
I get it.
This is a factor that the board would review or consider when your lease comes up for renewal in 2027.
Like I said, that's
so
why I think
that
we would definitely notice the loose trash. When you see little ice cream cups, and you know, it's not her fault that people are slobs.
Right.
You know, it's not her fault that people just leave their thing on top of the table and walk away. Like,
so she has one garbage can, two or three or four.
What's that?
One.
She's got
sometimes she has two.
What are you talking
about? Garbage cans
on her.
She has one, and then, well, the issue came up that the second one there was overflowing, and she called us to change it. And I was like, so we removed that can and put that over further.
I think it's an issue of really kind of in track, which is a lot of work, you know. But yeah, through the rental, that's how you can potentially do it in terms of the amount of man hours that you have
Can we,
the area around here, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Can we recommend that, you know, as part of this new renewal that she, that they add one or two garbage cans?
Yeah, I mean,
that
some
kind
of the issues,
implies that
but some of the issue is most people walk away from the and go into the park with their ice cream.
That's right, it's a small area.
So most of the people don't necessarily sit down there, they walk away.
Yeah.
It might be just something, a
but
conversation.
But it would help. It would help.
When she's signing the lease.
Yep. Are you defining her area, like, see those white lines, is that her area, so to speak?
I would say that the area that's highlighted, that whole area in the little picture or this picture, would be great if they could just hit the loose trash there. Don't get me wrong, it goes all the way down to the playground because we find pumps system and we find cups down there. All over.
Well, because you get your ice cream and you walk and you go to the playground.
But just this area would be helpful. I mean, I don't, I'm going to say, hey, walk, that's a big area, I get it. Go walk the island, you find them on the island. You know, but if they could just hit this area, and like I said, the tables under that shelter, that'd be a win. You asked, so I told you.
That's reasonable. I think it's just something when she said it, it's just say, you know, as a courtesy, if you could, we get everybody's busy, you could just, I think it's just
it would be
a
helpful.
Nice courtesy thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. One other question. From time to time, the thing that holds the trash big trash things is a little in disrepair occasionally.
Yeah, no, we took the doors off.
Yeah.
Because they weren't closing the doors and they were kept getting broken.
Okay.
So I took the doors off.
Okay.
So it has three sides on it and the dumpster because they weren't closing the doors and the wind was hitting them and they, we had nice locks and everything. And
okay.
We weren't closed, so the wind was just...
He fixed that one.
And I was down there all the time fixing them and I said, take the doors off.
Is there enough trash cans so if somebody leaves the Foxy area, so to speak, and starts to walk toward the playground, is there always a trash can in reasonable distance?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think there is.
I'm just telling you, like in our neighborhood,
okay.
There's garbage cans everywhere, and people still decide to just.
Well, I understand
yeah,
that.
But yes, there is, Gene. I think I can't remember our count at Riverfront Park, but it's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
it's
just
a lot.
Another point.
And not everybody.
Right.
No.
Most people do get it in the can.
From time to time, we put chairs along the edge of the river, you know, the high edge there.
Yeah.
And some of those have fallen into disrepair from time to time. Are we going to try to keep chairs there and find a chair that's indestructible?
That would be community development. They're the ones that put those out there. So
community development?
Yep. They're the ones that bought those chairs and had different groups paint and do all them. My department installed them and chained them to the rail so they couldn't be thrown in the river. Because that's what would happen to them. So, but over time, they get busted up because... anything has to go to Harper Park needs to be built out of steel and concrete.
Okay, so that's not us to accessorize the park with chairs. I mean,
we do. We put tables under the gazebo and under the shelter. So yeah, we do. We just don't do.
My observation is that those kind of the flimsier ones, to use my expression,
right?
We can't get by with those. I don't think those get busted up and then you get a big screw. I mean, a guy sits down on one, he's going to be.
That's why they're missing, because it would have taken time.
Better off not to have them than have them. Anyway, that's okay.
It was an interesting, and some of them were painted beautiful.
Oh, they were kind of neat looking chairs.
Some of them were painted beautiful.
They just weren't of a commercial.
Right.
It would be great in somebody's backyard.
Exactly.
They
last for a long time.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion or are we good?
Need a motion.
Yeah, we can approve the agreement, at least concern that, and I'll work on the garbage thing.
All right, we need a motion. Who would like to make a motion?
I'll make it.
Right,
I move that we accept the proposal for renewal of the 4-year license extension agreements with Foxy's and Ginger and Soul as presented and recommend that there be additional discussion regarding litter, upkeep, garbage, and the maintenance we discussed.
Any second?
I'll second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Yes. Jamatovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
And Diedrich?
Yes.
I've got one other quick observation. I'm under the impression... Can I talk over something?
No, I'm just
perfect.
Excuse me.
I'm under the impression that the group that came and talked to us about putting in a band shell is not an active thing. That's my impression.
It's still active. It's a matter of...
The only reason I'm raising it, I get all kinds of people asking me, well, the sign's there. It's going to be, we're going to have a band shell any time.
It's similar to the sign they had where it said the YMCA was going to go to Grand Reserve forever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as we're okay with having the sign that kind of
they're still active. It's just a matter of it. They presented over the summer. They were making presentations to the county board to get grant money.
I just thought there was no chance of them doing a band show. We ought to probably remove the sign.
Yeah, so they're still active.
Are you telling me to take the sign?
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying.
I'll do it tonight.
I'll go with you.
I will bring that up about the sign.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, they're still active. They still are. It's just a matter of raising funds. I mean, they have different options. They've met with Scott and I a few times. I think we've brought stuff here about where it could potentially go. It's just a matter of them raising $500,000 in funds to actually get something going.
And I'm assuming now, because of what you're saying, that we're under the impression that there's a place to have a band shell there and accommodate the viewers. And
I think if they showed up with the money tomorrow, I think there would be a lot of discussions. It would be back to the board. It would be other committees within the city.
That's
it would be noise studies. It would be all kinds of stuff. I think it was like before we really get too far along, I think they needed to raise a significant amount of money. Not all of it, but at least have a significant amount of money in play to be able to say we're ready to go. But I think there would be a lot of discussions back here, different committees. And I'm sure it's going to be something the city council will discuss as well.
If a group like that builds a band shell, who gets the income from the events that are held there?
Those will all be negotiated in whatever contract that's done. So it just depends how the city would type up a contract with the organization.
Okay. Do you know that they will come?
So those are all negotiations.
Okay, everyone done with that? Let's move on to the meeting schedule that he has up there for next year.
Just very similar to this year. We meet on the third Thursday every other month. So, and that seems to be working out well. In case you guys have anything else, we just need to approve the schedule before the end of the year.
Okay. That was quick.
Meetings on Thursdays. This evening.
It's up to you guys.
I'm just saying, like, Yorkville, for some reason, loves Thursday meetings. The school district loves Thursday's performances.
We can always...
Zoning time Wednesdays.
City meeting on Tuesdays.
Yeah, city's Tuesday.
We can always change it to Saturday. What do you think? Saturday meeting? All right, strike that.
We can always do them on, like, Saturdays at a special event.
Saturdays and a little bit Zoom.
So, but even if, like, say, for instance...
Yeah.
If you guys said, hey, January 18th is not going to work, we could make a change
the flexibility
on the fly, too, if a few of you are like, hey, I can't do Thursday, I have to do Wednesday this month, we can always change it. I think the nice thing now, too, is I think before it was always an issue to get limited conference rooms. I mean, obviously, with our building and Scott's. I think now you can have multiple meetings going on in this building, and it doesn't matter. I think before it was Thursdays, it's because, like, originally when the park board got created, that was the only opening at City Hall. That's not an issue.
This is nice.
Okay.
I think another reason that it helps too is it gives me, if whatever gets approved now, I have till next Thursday to get something in the next council packet.
Okay.
So, council meets on the second, fourth, every Tuesday, but the packets have to be submitted and completed on the Thursday before the council meeting. So, whatever gets approved tonight, I have until next Wednesday to get it in for that council meeting.
Okay.
So that helps as well.
And we have the option of calling a special meeting.
We can always call a meeting.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, the last thing we have, really, before we get into our monthly reports, is the board officer selection. So we put that off last time because Sasha was not here. I think it was fair to vote for somebody or to have a discussion with somebody who's not here.
Do we need to approve the meeting dates?
Excuse me?
Do we need to vote on that? The meeting dates?
We need to vote on
that.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
I move to approve the proposed meeting schedule for 2024.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Hyatt.
Yes.
Lane.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Yes.
Wilberg.
Yes.
Ayala.
Yes.
Diedrich.
Yes.
Dumanovic.
Yes.
So my Saturdays didn't go, right?
Nope.
All right. Okay.
25.
Now I'll
start the bar. All right, so now it's just the board. It's not Tim or Scott, obviously.
We're out of this, so it's really you guys to make this decision.
Right.
So I just put in there, obviously, Dan, you were voted president last time. So there's just two positions that need to be approved. The secretary really just kind of has a background. It's more if she wasn't here, technically that would be the person to take the meeting notes, but usually staff does that anyway.
Correct.
But it's helpful to have three people just in case
correct.
Somebody, two people are gone and things of that nature.
Okay. So can you guys leave the room so we could have a discussion, or do you have to be here?
It's up to you if you want to leave.
I think you should leave.
I mean, technically, it's a public meeting.
I don't want to get in trouble like they did over at...
You would have to go to executive session.
That's fine. I just thought, okay, because it is up to
us. Why do you need an executive session?
Technically, we really couldn't do that. We would have to put that on the agenda.
On the agenda, right.
If you really want to go to an executive session.
Yeah,
thank you. We're good. One of those.
So,
No.
Is it open can?
Mm-hmm. All right, so... does anybody have anybody that you want to nominate either for? Now, Sash, here's the thing that I have not an issue with, but we have always gone on seniority. Because, again, I think it makes sense. if a person has been on the board and has done his job for a while, been there 8 or 10 years, a new person comes on and takes over, it's kind of a blow. It's an embarrassment to that person. Why am I not good enough to do it or things? So that's the way I was always brought on the board here. Now I've been here, I don't know, 10 years now. Or how long have I been here? Too long, my brother. But that's what I kind of look at, because then there's an order. There's a person who's been there for a while and has seen things previously. When I first came on, I had no idea what was going on. And the people that were there before me brought up things that happened previously, and it made sense to me because I had no basis to. I remember back in the time, but that made sense to me because it was then. So that's kind of my feeling. Again, I'm not trying to push anything, but I feel that it should almost be by seniority.
Years of service.
Well, whose names?
Who's
interested in the president?
Well, that's the house that asked that first. I mean, if that person's next in line, I think they should, if it's okay with everybody, fill that position.
What do other city boards and commissions do?
They're talking about seniority. Like, I've been here 10 years, so I deserve to be president of the city. So they can't say it. Or I've been here 15 years, so I should be whatever. So they're asking if that's what is normal or.
No.
I think it depends on.
I don't.
I think every
Ken,
board.
You, know, you sit on another board.
Yeah.
I know the library board. I can tell you about that one. That's strictly by
open.
And who fills the? They could be the best.
And that's another way of going at it too. I have no problem with it.
What's in the city code? What's in the
there
city
is
code?
There's not. No.
It's a decision.
That's,
of
the guys. Yeah. It's totally nothing to do with the city. It's.
Well, yeah, but the city code does, spell out each board and commission. And
just how people are put on board.
Yeah, it doesn't speak to this.
Okay. I agree. I always like to be the devil's advocate, sorry. I agree with what you're saying because I totally understand that whole philosophy. But if somebody has, the knowledge of that field but hasn't been on this board, I feel like that kind of should be taken under consideration.
I can see that.
That's my only thought.
Okay.
I have got nothing, so I'm good with just being a board member. Just want to throw that one out. Put that on the record, whatever you need.
Well, does anybody want to nominate anybody for vice? Now here's the situation. Stop. You're a board member already.
Like I'm buying a car.
You want, let's make a deal here. Okay.
Sign this paper.
You're on the board as secretary. Do you want to stay secretary? Or I would say you could be vice president. Now, have you been here longer than Gene? I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
Who's been longer, Gene or yourself? I don't even know.
Well, does Gene want to be VP?
If I'm called to do that, I'd be happy to do it, and I'd be honored to do it.
So how does the voting happen? Does it, we just say...
You just gotta nominate somebody, or somebody nominates themselves.
Yeah. That's all it is.
And more than one person can be nominated.
Absolutely.
Yes.
More than one person, yeah, sure.
And it's just a majority vote.
For me, it always works better when there's some kind of written element to it, at least as a guide,
correct.
For boards and commissions.
There's not written guide.
Historically, how it's worked. There's
sets of bylaws if you want to dig them up.
There is, but historically, Ken, you were on the board way back when. Historically, it has kind of been tenured, but I don't think it has to.
No, it does not have to be, but I thought tenure is the way it's going. So,
had two people.
It just seemed like Deb was president for a long time, so.
Mm-hmm. So yes, I would like to continue as secretary.
Okay, so then we have. Do we have to vote on that? I suppose we do, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then.
So.
Sash.
Someone needs to nominate.
How many? Who wants to second round?
He nominated
himself.
Yes, you can.
So are you, Sash? Are you nominating yourself, or you want to just?
That
I would
sounds
like to
so presumptuous.
To continue on
and it is
secretary
damn presumptuous, but it sounds good though.
Might
want to
do bylaws
first. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Sash is up for being, he's nominating himself
secretary.
To become secretary. Anybody else wants to be secretary? Can I be secretary? No. Anybody else wants to be secretary? Okay. Can we take a roll call on who Everyone that wants Sasha to be secretary.
That's what you'd like, yes. Okay. So go ahead then.
I mean,
should I go ahead then? Or is that?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I don't know. Oh, go ahead, yes.
Okay.
Please make a roll.
All right, Lane.
For secretary.
So secretary.
Maybe did you announce what it was for?
Yes. Yeah.
It was for secretary. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay,
please.
Lane.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Yes.
Wilberg.
Yes.
Ayala.
Yes.
Diedrich.
Yes.
Jamanovic.
Yes.
And Hyatt.
Yes.
What if I said no?
You're going to executive session.
We do that in the zoning meeting and people freak out. They're like, what do you mean you can't have this sign 6 inches from the
right.
room?
Any nominations for president? Vice president.
I was like, bye.
Dan's retiring already.
I've had it up with you guys up to here, okay? I've had it up to here with you guys. No, you know,
we might impeach you.
That's fine.
So I can nominate you if you're interested. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things, yep. If someone shows interest,
yeah.
I mean, you have to.
Well, I'm just saying, like, just my little time here, you seem very knowledgeable about the Parks and Rec.
So I've been on the board since John got elected, right? So 4 years, 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Who remembers?
And I've been involved with the Park District since my son was 5 and he's 21.
Yeah,
so just a little bit of time.
So everybody does know that Rusty's president of YYBSA, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is the rest of the board
hopefully
member
like
for that?
Year or two, I'll be done because there's nobody wants to take it over. Is the problem.
You're stuck.
There's a lot of benefit for having on our board and having on that board. It really does help with communication.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Definitely.
I totally agree.
Maybe
we should have him abstain from voting.
I mean, I also think about the function of each position, you know. Vice president, I mean, to my knowledge, acts in absence of the president,
yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
It.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Talk, yeah.
Runs the meeting,
facilitates
yes.
the
right,
meeting,
right.
You know, those kinds of things. So we have another, you know, board member that's expressed interest, you know, in the vice president position. So is it secret ballot time? Is
no,
it hash marks on the board?
Everybody close your eyes and raise your hands.
Well, you know, I would like to nominate Gene. Not because he's my friend. That's absolutely not true. He's not my friend. But anyway, this gentleman is at the park all the time. He is constantly out there. He's constantly talking to people. He constantly have ideas. He's a retired man. He has so many things that he can do. The time he's got. You don't have the time.
How do you know that? I work from my house. I'm home every day.
He doesn't work.
I know, but
he's
that's
got,
not
he's
a
got
fair...
The, I'm, no,
not
I'm not
fair,
arguing with you. I'm just telling you how I feel.
You have co-VPs?
No.
We do that, and that's
no.
very nice. I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is I see Gene as a person that's out there talking to people, getting ideas. He's always available. He's driving the car tomorrow. He's always there. He's 100% retired, and he's 100% on the recreation and the parks. That's all he ever talks about. Every time, he's just so into it. It's into his being now. And I feel that at this particular time, I think, Rusty, no offense to you, this gentleman would be my nominee.
How long is the term?
1 year.
1 year?
Isn't that 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 1 year. See, that's why when you get into this situation, it's better just to go by, you know, by not by voting, because you're going to have bad feelings there.
Dan, I appreciate your, whatever you want to call it, vote of confidence, and I do have an intense interest in
I think that's what I said. You
kind of
do
the foundation of what we do.
You do.
And for what it's worth, I'm kind of out there almost every day and talking to people, sharing ideas and listening to people, whether it be the vendors or whether it be the visitors or whatever it might be. And I enjoy doing that and think I can make a contribution in that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to have to vote. That's all we can do.
Okay.
Well, I would like to hear where you want to be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm at ball fields, and I see Beecher or Bridge packed with kids. And I walk around on Thursday nights when the men's league's going around. I talk to ask them what they need and don't need. I walk around at ball fields on Saturdays or during the week, and all three or four fields are being played. It's pretty amazing to watch all these kids from T-ball to 18-year-olds. So I'm out there talking to people all the time, too, on the rec side. I'm also involved a little bit with the Dome. I mean, it's separate from us, but they still are a branch of us. We spend $30,000 a year there for indoor training. We've grown YYBS from, like, we didn't have fall ball when I started there. We started fall ball with two teams, and now it's in-house fall ball with 20 teams.
It's
definitely grown.
We went from, 1,000 kids down to 200 because we gave the in-house to the Parks and Rec Board because we couldn't handle it's four volunteers running 1,000 kids. So,
you kind of just demonstrated my only concern is that I would be concerned that you would be a little bit, the way you're talking, you're saying we. There's a lot more to Parks and Rec than just baseball.
Yeah, I know. I am. But I do go to the events that we have.
Of course, yeah.
I don't work them all, but I do go attend them. Yeah. I have some ideas for the band shelter, too. I mean, actually, Dan and I sit there and talk for an hour one day about it. I mean, it is what it is. So, I just think if we have we need somebody on all aspects and just not going to the park every day, or just going to a baseball field every day, or a soccer field. So I think we need a mix.
You know, the only thing I would say to all this, and that's why I try just to say, do it by how much time you've got here, is because, we all, I was not an officer. I've been here, I think, 10 years now? I think 10 or something like that. I was an officer until 3 or 4 years ago. It didn't make any damn difference if I was an officer or not. I was here saying, I don't know why you want to be an officer, to be honest with you. But if you want to, fine. But that's not diminish what you do or what you say here. To me, it's something's an ego thing that I'm an officer. To me, it was. I'll be honest with you. I've been here 12 years, and I said, it was about time. It was an ego thing for me. But for 8 years, 9 years, it wasn't an ego thing. I would be here disrupting the meeting. I don't care if I was. And as a matter of fact, I was an officer. What are you going to do to me? Impeach me or something? So I don't understand the officer deal. I'll be honest with you. If you want me to quit, I'll quit. But I'm still going to be on the board. Officer means absolutely nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. But I'm going to put my 2 cents in if I think it's good or if it's bad. If I'm president or if I'm just a board member. I don't understand. But since we have to have board members, I don't know how we're going to come about this without having bad feelings. Anybody have any ideas?
Well, I think, I just understand the rules, right? So the president runs the meeting, right?
Right.
The vice president acts in his behalf.
Where I'm not
if
here.
The president's not here.
Correct.
The secretary records the meeting if our recording secretary is not here. That's really what the duties are.
Right.
No. So I don't think, from a status standpoint, Dan, what you bring to the table is great, but it's no more value than
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Board. So
that's what I'm saying. I'll give up the presidency if he wants it. I'll just be a board member. I don't care.
Personal things out of it. I think, I think you have a couple of people here that you nominated. Just put it up for a vote, and it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to say that, once you are an officer, you feel a little bit more responsibility in your contribution.
Correct.
So, I mean, regardless of, just being a member, once you have a little responsibility, you feel a lot more.
You can,
more,
but it depends on the individual. All right, how do you want to do it? Should we just vote or what?
Well, I mean,
how do you guys feel about it?
I think it's just
we're ready.
We just need to, Gene doesn't get everybody's vote. Is all feelings aside, is Gene gonna be okay? Same thing. Is Rusty gonna be okay?
That's what I want to say.
Results.
Pardon what?
I would think everyone's
going to
be okay.
Then I hope so.
Isn't, but better buy shots.
If you didn't have nominations like this, then there wouldn't be bad feelings. If you just went by,
No, but it's good to have a nomination because, you at least find the interest of the person.
Right.
Well,
doing it,
but now you've got, what if there was another person that wanted to
be? But you could be doing this for 10 years, but what if I quit my job tomorrow and I'm just simply a stay-at-home mom, I'm going to have more time.
Correct.
And I'm going to, so I'm going to have more of that knowledge to want to go out there and do more. So I don't, I understand the whole, like, you know,
the
being
tenure,
on a board a long time.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, about experience, too. And that's
again,
my only
again,
point.
I don't see how that makes any difference. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
The officer thing is just a title that you get. And it doesn't say you're going to do any more or less for the board or say any more or less. It doesn't.
I like the demonstrated commitment to Parks and Rec. So, but I see it from both of the people.
Right,
me
too.
So.
I mean, the nomination piece usually comes ahead of the meeting, you know, so people know coming in what their process is, who's been nominated, you know, and things like that. So we're trying to load this meeting with all those big precedent-setting decisions.
Sure.
And
I mean,
but
that, just
that
call
was
a vote then?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just call a vote, and whatever happens, happens. Hope we get along. How about you? All just want to say how we do it in school.
Well, you have to say the person's name,
yes.
And then vote.
Yes.
And then the next person's name, and then yes.
All in favor of Rusty becoming vice president, raise your hand. Mm. Yeah, call
yeah.
A vote. Call a vote.
Okay, yes.
Gosh.
Okay. Ayala?
Rusty.
You're saying, yes,
you're saying Rusty?
Rusty.
Rusty.
Yeah.
Rusty, okay. Okay, Diedrich?
G.
Jumanovic?
G.
Hyatt?
Myself.
Lane.
Jane.
Forrestal.
Can I abstain? That's a hard decision.
You can abstain.
It's a hard decision.
Sure. Okay, and Wilberg.
Don't worry about it.
No, I mean, like,
yeah,
I
the
see
best
them
decision.
Both.
You know.
One more.
And
Jane.
Wilberg.
Jane, it's your vote. You want yourself?
Your vote. Yeah, I'll vote for myself.
Okay.
You
can
do that.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4 for Jane, and 1, 2 for Rusty.
You just think that. The
that's four piece?
Four for Gene and two for Rusty.
Oh, 4 and 2.
Okay. Right, and that's fine.
All right, so 4-2, Gene, you are the vice president. Rusty, I hope all of us just, you know,
no.
Go past. This is just, you know, it means really not much of anything.
Yeah, but I agree with Rusty, though. I think maybe that might be something
thinking about in the future.
Since
I agree.
Do this again.
I agree. I was gonna say it's a 1-year deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're all pulling on the same rope. And
yeah.
I will, to the extent that it's my job to listen to Rusty, I will absolutely do that. Here's an observation on my part. So, I put down a different thing. I put riverfront events and sports as a focus. That's not the total focus. I'm all about the riverfront. Maybe the events, but the sports thing I know nothing about,
right.
And you started with that, so I think we need to
work together.
And not let the
the titles define you.
We're not going to have any crowns or anything.
I can bring you crowns.
I would just remind you we have 29 playgrounds.
Okay,
yes.
We've done that. Now let's continue. Ken, you got to go home or something, or what? Okay, let's have our Parks and Recreation monthly reports. Who wants to go first, Tim?
Well, first off, I would like to, if everyone got the email a month or so ago, congratulate Tiffany
yes.
on her new position.
Yay. Good job. Yeah. What can you do for us now? We'll give you a little time. We'll give you a little time on that, but yeah.
But hopefully, I mean, she can bring some new ideas, some
yeah,
things that the
exactly.
chamber's doing over there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, we obviously, we work with our chamber. We just did this event with them just in the last couple of weeks, so
yeah.
It's great to see someone here investing in the community, even though it's a different community, it's a local area community. So.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing is, you know, Plano doesn't have a Parks and Rec, so
mm-hmm.
they do rely on
us.
Yeah,
on your
and we do get quite a few people that come
yeah.
here and
right.
register for our program. And
yeah, mm-hmm. and I will say, like, just being on the air on WSPY, like, 3 times now, I've mentioned being on the park board, so that's been a question, which I think is not you know, and they said that's really great, like that, you know, that mm-hmm. there's that bridge to show, like, that it's kind of camaraderie, you know.
So,
I like it.
Yep, so congratulations on that. Big thing for us is our somewhat last big special event of the year is tomorrow and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the holiday celebration, we have our visits with Santa,
parade, tree lighting ceremony on Friday, and we have two runs at the American Legion on Saturday, and then our fireworks show right afterwards. So, in general, I know these guys will talk individually. Things have been going very, very well. Youth sports, fall sports kind of is wrapping up here. I think fall soccer ended last weekend, mm-hmm. so I think we're done with fall sports. We're in the basketball season, and that's going well. Preschool, it's a very unique, very fun situation. A lot of work. Shay and her staff does a tremendous job over there keeping that going. Just to see all these high school kids coming in, seeing these different organizations coming in, has been really neat. If you guys follow on Facebook, I try to send pictures, things like that, up to you guys. And then Scott with the countryside thing, that's been just a real exciting project to get that done, things of that nature. Lastly, I sent an email today on the Eagle Scout project. Yep. Just if you want to see that article, the young man's trying to raise the money to do that yes. project over at Town Square.
That's a good idea.
But I think these two can talk more individually about each one of their divisions.
Yeah, go ahead, Shane.
Oh, okay. Just I'll kind of give you guys some of the highlights. Preschool, we're almost through our first semester, which is incredible. But this year we really trying to get the community more involved. So we started that with YFAC coming in for a music study. So that was really fun. We did a post on Facebook with that of just them coming in and singing with the kids. And just, again, kind of giving our kids a little example of what our community brings, as well as kind of highlighting, you know, what that organization does. So that's just part of those partnerships with each of our studies, that we're bringing in someone from the community to kind of elaborate more on those subjects. So that was really great. Our high school collaboration just continues to grow. I just did a report for Tim. Now we have two different high school classes coming in between observations and teaching. So starting next week, we will now have 50 kids, high school kids, in the preschool on a weekly basis between teaching and observing. So we are definitely continuing to expand that and really making impact on the high school end as well as with all of our kids. So that's just been really fun. We'll have our holiday celebration coming up. We had our field trip, so preschool is definitely keeping us busy, but there's just a lot of really fun things that we're doing with Mr. Readers and all of our guests and the high school coming in. And actually that partnership with the kids coming in and physically teaching has been incredible. These high school kids are doing an amazing job. I cannot say enough about how prepared they are, how well they're acting with the children, and just the creativity of a lot of their crafts and activities that they're providing. It has actually been kind of eye-opening for me, just the level that they are bringing, because you never quite know, but I've been extremely impressed, and that has just been a really great addition to our classes too. And actually my teachers just kind of get to stand there and go, oh, for about like 30 minutes of the day, because the high school kids just come in and take it and really manage the entire classroom on their own. So it's been really cool to see, and the fact that they're getting that kind of hands-on experience has really been incredible. So as Tim said, we did wrap up our fall sports. Just as a metric, 1,000 kids plus we're in our fall sports this year. So, I mean, that's just the kids participating. So, I mean, you're looking probably around 3,000 to 4,000 people just on a Saturday in Yorkville participating in one of our activities. So truly incredible just to see just how busy and how well Jake and Michael work on managing all of that and making sure that that many people are safe and having fun and have everything that they need to do what is scheduled for the day. Marketing, I will give a huge shout out to Caitlin. She's doubled our sponsorship for holiday celebration. So she's just continuing to not only grow our Facebook presence, our interactions across the board between special events, sponsorships, program, you know, interests, reactions on Facebook. Just over the years, she has just continued to build us, and that has just been a huge thing. And we are seeing it in our day today, the hard work that she's putting in. And so just wanted to make sure I gave her nod for everything that she's been bringing. This is a lot of behind the scenes work that truly is making a huge difference across the board on how successful we are. As Tim mentioned, we do have our holiday celebration. If you guys, little ones, oh my gosh, Sam has decked out the old rec office. It is a winter wonderland. You literally are walking into, she made our conference room a gingerbread house. No joke.
All neat.
So, I mean, you walk in and it's incredible. So please take the chance to come and see it. It is truly magical what she has pulled off and made. After Mario, she wasn't sure she could see brown paper again, but we got her back to it, and she did something really, truly incredible there. So please feel free to do that. She was also in charge of the scarecrow walk, I believe we had over, 23 scarecrows. We did voting this year. Still, we had, besides the beheading of our dear dragon from the library, everything was very successful and people were very excited about that. We were able, actually, with the voting, to start tracking to how many visits we had. So that's going to be a really nice metric now that we can continue to track from year to year. Halloween Egg Hunt, always a success. I mean, we had great weather. The park was filled. We only, I think, had like one missing child, so that was wonderful. But don't worry, they were found very quickly looking for their eggs. And Flags of Valor, yet again, we had about 100 flags that were sponsored this year. Again, those donations do go to help the American Legion, so we will be doing a presentation, I know, here coming up at City Council to give them their donations, as well as our runs for this weekend. Also, the portion of that goes to the Knights to help do their holiday helping hands for people in need for the holiday season. So really great to not only create these really fun, wonderful events for our community, but also try to give back with those events as well through our donations to those organizations. So always great to partner with everybody. Oh, one really fun thing with also preschool, we did join the homecoming parade this year. Super fun. They had a really great time. So that will become a yearly tradition of us just showing off our future foxes and just being a part of that long-standing tradition with the community. So we're staying busy. We are starting to plan all of 2024. I submitted my special event schedule to Tim, so we will be gearing up here over the next 2 months. I will start getting everything secured and bands and all of my ideas ready to go for the 2024 season. So get ready. We'll have another eventful 2024 coming your way.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Scott?
I'll make mine short and sweet, so we're just out there doing all the maintenance we can. Countryside Park is about 95% done. We built the shelter this week. We just have to put the roof on. We actually soldered it today, so it would be a little bit nicer so when the church parking lot floods up to it. If somebody's walking into the shelter, they're not going to walk through mud or through grass seed and straw blankets, so we spent the extra money to sod it so it looks nicer. Planted some trees, things like that. They sent us the wrong roof, otherwise it'd be done. So we anticipate getting the roof in the next two and a half weeks. Once we get the correct roofing in, we'll put it on. It should take us a couple of days to put the roof on. We've started Kiwanis Park out in Country Hills Subdivision. We tore out the sand. We're getting rid of the sand there and actually adding additional playground space up there. We're going to be saving some of that stuff, but we're going to be adding on to it as well. So kind of quasi saving some of the equipment, adding a whole lot of new stuff there. We'll work on that throughout the winter months until we get that done. Staff has been out doing leaves in parks quite a bit, trying to keep up with those. And then finally, we're done with athletics. So now we're doing rehab on our fields. Just doing things so the fields will be in better shape next year. So having a little difficulty getting our hands on the clay, but we'll figure that out. So, but it's having free foreman now is nice, but it just shows the evidence of we're really short-handed. So just we could use about 10 more guys. So I'm out in the field working every day. So, but we're getting it done, and it's nice to see those new things get done. I think the people over there in Countryside are super appreciative of the playground finally after 40 years, whatever it was when they built that subdivision. Yeah. Yep. So super appreciative. A lot of good things I'm hearing from the kids playing there with their parents or grandparents. And the church has been super excited, too, about seeing the shelter frame go up and all that, too. So it's a good project.
Thanks you very much, Ed.
Yeah, it's all steel.
We
don't do wood shelters, they just don't last, so it's all steel.
It comes like pre-painted or whatever you call it, powder-coated.
Yeah.
That's
so,
pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, it's very similar to the one at River Run, except it's not a two-tier roof. It's just a straight-up gable roof style with a metal roof. And then the park staff put up all the Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know why we do that, but and not public works, but it's always kind of falling on us. So I think it was because when we started doing SF, Yorkville was so small that it was everybody involved, and it just kind of fell on us. So, but all those pole decorations you see out there, that's your parks guys that put those up.
Looks good.
So,
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anything else? Anybody want to bring up anything else for the best of the crowd or anything? Any other questions?
I just want to to say, I mean, it's really admirable what James got to do for the city. I mean, it's your team is just really fantastic. I mean, there is no appreciation that we can express. So.
Thank you.
I will not have to do that. And I also want to say the same thing for the members of this group, because, I mean, you're just very passionate about the parks and recreation, and that's wonderful.
We're glad you're here, too.
Here.
We're glad you're here, too.
I want to add, too, we just have a few more events for this year, so if you need volunteer help, let us know when.
Okay? Fabulous. Okay.
So
yeah.
Tell me when to be there, and I'll be there.
Yeah, fabulous. Yeah, no, I mean,
tomorrow?
Saturday, we need corner workers.
Yeah.
For the
race.
Get the signatures now.
I can always do that, but otherwise.
We made it at the corner.
Careful. This way. Just tell them which way to run.
I know.
Just point.
Tell them the wrong way.
We're
going
to
go
that way.
But there's an arrow on the ground in case you forget.
Yeah. I want to clarify something you said. I was trying to draw a comparison.
We do actually have elf costumes. Me, Sam, and Marissa often do wear elf costumes to our holiday events. I'm not kidding. We have a couple.
As long as it's warm.
I don't think about the park.
For breakfast with Santa, Santa visits, we like legit wear elf costumes. I have a leprechaun costume.
She goes all out.
The Elsa costume, that was from when I did those visits, so like a few years back during COVID.
All right, let's bring this to a conclusion. People have got to go home, I think, and our next meeting will be on January 18th. Right here. So Happy New Year to everybody. We won't see you until next year. Our meeting will be next year, okay?
Yep.
So let's adjourn. It's 7:25. Who wants to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 7:25.
I'll second.
Okay. Take a roll call, please.
Sure. Diedrich?
Yes.
Domanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
And Ayala?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for coming today.
Thank you, guys.